yes, we are in that place again where we... It's too loud. Right, what about now, darling? It's better. So use my volume, not the equipment. It's my volume. Today, my theme is the look of love. Did you hear that? The look of love. Love, yes. Of love. L-O-V-E. Love. In the Yorkshire. So it's the look of love. Anyone of you has ever experienced the look of love? I remember when I was still at school, I was already working. I saw her walking down the street and I looked at her. She knew that was a look of love. From that day to day, we're still together. Because I looked at her. You know what I said to her? I said, I want you to be my Bible of my life. But it was after the look, I looked at her. And she knew that boy's up to something. So that is the look of love I'm going to talk about today. The story that we just read actually prompted me to surf on the internet. And when I was surfing, my laptop kept on saying, press this, in case you don't have some of the updates that you need. So I said to Jeanette, should I click this button? So then I'm going to click it, you invite a lot of things. So I stopped. So I tried the next time again, and then I got what I was looking for. What did I get? As I was surfing, I came according to a website called Forbes. This website put the list of all the richest people in the world. It has got 20 very richest people in the world. So I scrolled down that list to only 2. And I adjusted it again, there's only 1. Who can you guess who is the one who came out of those 2? The richest man in the world today. That's the one. You didn't look at my notes, did you? You've heard about him. He's the richest man in the world. He's worth $75 billion. That's what they say. So, he has been doing this for the last 3 years. So in our Bible reading story today, I suspect this Zacchaeus was the Bill Gates of the biblical times. Because the guy was filled to rich. But I looked also what scholars say about this guy's name, Zacchaeus. Any scholars in here who have looked at that? What does it mean? Pardon? Thank you. Righteous. Clear, in other words. But considering this story, when John was doing here with the children, does this match up his name? Not really. Not really. This guy was a Jew, right? And he was working for the Romans. Romans were enemies of the Jews. Because they were oppressing the Jews. What was he doing? He was collecting tax from them. Not only collecting, he was adding his markup on top. Right on that day now. And on a day like today, he didn't know how the day was going to progress. Jesus was walking through the region of Jericho. There was a short man. He wanted to look at Jesus. He didn't know this was going in God's plan. The look of love was coming. So when Jesus was coming, in that region, I wanted to get the word in that region. So today, it's in this region where this look of love is going to look at someone. It's in this region, not the Zacchaeus region. We've been told about the region, yes. But today, this region is the one where there's someone who needs that look of love from Jesus. As they gathered around on that morning, whether it was morning or afternoon, I can't remember. They were obstructing Zacchaeus. Something was burning in him. I think there was something missing in his DNA. When you go to the GP, when they look at you, you do a test. They say, your cholesterol or such needs to improve, or your sugar level, it needs to be balanced. What do? You clear around to the chemist, isn't it? To try and get whatever is needed to balance it. And Zacchaeus needed something to balance his DNA. He wanted the look of love. Isn't that great? Today, we have young people amongst our families, schools, universities. But the number of young children or young people is dwindling in churches. Do you agree with me? Where are they? As parents of who bothered ourselves to ask, where are they? I think during some of you here, who are out of my age, who are slightly older than me, during your days, churches used to be packed. Young people, we're coming with you. Where are they today? Do we know? What are they doing when we're here? Playing on the computers. So something is missing in their DNA. The look of love. I want you to listen to this story. I went back ahead to the internet. How does that do that? In an interview with Oprah, Houston admitted she had started experimenting with drugs before the bodyguard. A habit that becomes a behavior after the release of the film. She told Oprah her drugs of choice were cocaine, marijuana, and alcohol. She also opened up about her marriage admitting to getting high with Brown over the years. When asked if he had ever gotten violent with her, she told Oprah that he had slept there once. She also revealed that he had spat on her, an accident witnessed by her daughter. Some young people, they are involved in drugs, as we are here in church. Yes, you say they are on the computer and doing it. Who is watching them? Who is watching them? Most of you know the story of Oprah Winfrey. What happened to her? She had a sudden death because she was high on drugs. Celebrities get hooked on drugs. I wish they could be hooked on Jesus. You see how they miss that look of love. But there's something that is missing within them when it's burning. You know, when in the public domain, you prove to be a hero. But when you are all by yourself, when conscience sinks in, I tell you, you feel there's something I'm missing on your own. And at that moment, that's when you need Jesus. You need that look of Jesus. I know that. I've been there. Bought a t-shirt. Done that. I had no peace with myself. You know my story. Until I said, Jesus, do what you want with me. Are you in that moment right now? When you're in the public domain, everything's okay. But when you're all by yourself now, it sinks in. What should I do? That is that moment now where it touches on each individual. What is your desire? What is your desire? I like the way Luke wrote this story about Zacchaeus. He was a rich, short man. Right? He's now talking of his vulnerability here. We are all vulnerable. Especially to the man, I don't want to speak his name. I don't even want to speak his name. But we are all vulnerable when it comes to him. He always mislead us. When he has done that, that's when we need the look of love. When we are in that time now, it's a time of desperation because we are in a difficult situation. So the way Luke wrote this story, he actually told us how this man was vulnerable. But he had a desire to see Jesus. Inside him, he didn't know that Jesus had plans for him as well, like he has got plans for someone in this church this morning. You need that look from the Lord. So Zacchaeus, he thought he was clever. But before he glorifies himself, one, he has forgotten his name, what it means. That's why he was overtaxing other people. If he had remained to the alone. Why the Lord Jesus had come. I looked in the King James Version. I like it. The King James Version says this. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and give his life a ransom for many. The NIV doesn't say that. I like the King James. He did not come to be ministered unto, but to minister. This is when I say, you did that look of love. But there was a problem. There was a problem. This man was vulnerable. The crowd was blocking him. Is there something that is blocking you this morning to see Jesus? Or to have that look of love? What is it that is blocking you? Zacchaeus had a plan. He was a short man. So what did he do? Zacchaeus was a short man. Did he go on stilettos or high heels? No. He didn't want to go on man-made things. What did he do? He went to one that is made by God. Man's things contaminate you. So what did Zacchaeus do? He goes up a sycamore tree. If you go on the internet to look how the sycamore tree looks like, there are no bells waiting to hold on. I don't know how he went up there. Our God is a miracle waiting God. How he went up there, I don't know. But he did. Remove that problem that is in front of you by calling Jesus. When you call Jesus like Zacchaeus did, you wanted to see Jesus. Meanwhile, you didn't know this was God's plan on that very day. Not a crowd, but one man. Do you know, when one man is saved in a crowd, angels rejoice in heaven. Don't you remember the story of Jesus Christ? He says, a man abandoned his sheep. And when one goes astray, when the man found it, he invited his friends to come and celebrate with him. On that day, it was Zacchaeus' day. Maybe today, it's your day. But there is a problem. The crowd is blocking you to have that look from Jesus. So, what did Zacchaeus did? He rose up the second tree, put on the high heels, or stilettos, so that he's taller. No, he went up a tree. Nature. Nature and God went hand in hand. Because nature belongs to God. So Zacchaeus went up there. I want to go back again to verse 4. It says, you ready to climb the second fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. Verse 5 says this. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house. Verse 6 says, so he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. The good news says, rush down. And he says, he rushed down. So Jesus wants you to rush down this morning, because he has looked at you with that look of love. And then he goes on to say, when Zacchaeus got down from the tree, there was some muttering in the crowd. Oh, he's going to eat with this tax collector, he's going to eat with sinners. Children of God, muttering about the godly things have got consequences. The scholar says this muttering is the same that has been used before in the Old Testament when the children of Israel were muttering when Moses was doing the things of God. You are that problem. You are that blockage that is blocking Zacchaeus to see that look of love from Jesus Christ because of your muttering. Why are you muttering? The Bible says those who were muttering against Moses, the ground opened under their feet. And what happened to them? That's my case. So whoever wants to come to Jesus and let them come as they are, that is their day. Stop muttering. Oh, why is he eating with sinners? Are they your sinners? They are God's sinners. So that day is for that person. So Zacchaeus didn't even, he disregarded his popularity. He wasn't popular then, guys. Imagine Bill Gates coming to London today and walking by foot to the station. What would people say? Oh, this guy is stingy. Why didn't he hire a cab? Because he's a popular man. Are we not starting to matter? Stop muttering. Right, well, there is a problem. There is a blockage. Isaiah 59, verse 2 says this. It is your sins that has cut you off from God. Because of your sins, he has turned away and will not listen anymore. Wow. Zacchaeus thought he was shot. So he might go up a second tree today, try to see Jesus. The blockage that is blocking you even if you go up that tree are your sins. God is righteous. He doesn't like sins. Remove them. My brothers and sisters, Jesus wants your moral lives to be according to God's will. Zacchaeus was a tax man, but he was doing this. One for the Romans, one for myself, one for the Romans, one for myself. Where is your morality today? For those of you who work in shops, if you're a queue operator, you'll be saying, one for the owner, one for myself, one for the owner, one for myself. Where is your moral behavior? This is exactly what Zacchaeus was doing. That was blocking him to have that look of love. Because of what he was doing. He cheated. But listen to him. When he gets to that moment, he said to Jesus, if I have cheated anyone, I will give them fourfold. Was this guy being honest with himself? If I have cheated anyone, when he knew he was collecting tax for the Romans, but some was for himself, that's why he was still rich. John said he had a big house. Because he didn't have money. How did he acquire that money? Through dubious means. So surely, how could he ask Jesus this? Because Jesus knows what's in your heart anyway. All what Jesus was looking for this man to repent. There is a sign of repentance there. Zacchaeus says, if I have cheated anyone, I will give back fourfold. Wow. So ladies and gentlemen, if you have cheated before, it's time to give back fourfold. But now the calculation becomes difficult, because that was a big crowd that made him so rich. How was he going to calculate how much he has taken from each individual after such a long time? It's not mentioned, but I think it was such a long time that made him feel too rich. How was he going to calculate? Here's the clue. It doesn't matter how much you have sinned before the Lord. You don't need to count the time that you've sinned against the Lord. The only thing that the Lord wants you to do is to humble yourself and accept your vulnerability and say, Lord, forgive me, I'm a sinner. And it doesn't count. Isaiah even told us that it is our sins that are a problem. It is our sins that are blocking us to have that look of love from Jesus Christ. I like the reading from Ephesians 2, verse 4. Ephesians 2, verse 4, it says this. Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins, you used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world obeying the devil, the commander of the powers of the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passive desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our nature, we are subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. So you don't need to take a calculation of how you have cheated people, but only to listen to what scripture is saying. And now it says, on that day, maybe today is your day when you need that look. Jesus, when he got to that tree, he looked up. That's what the Bible says. And he said to Zacchaeus, come down. Jesus is looking at you this morning and he's saying, come down. Salvation has come to your house. The house that Jesus is talking about is not the house built with bricks. You are the house the Lord is talking about. Do you remember that verse in Revelation 3 verse 20? He says, look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in and I shall sit here and meal together with you as my friends. You are that house. But Jesus is saying, salvation has come to this house. Open your heart and let Jesus come in. Are you ready to open that house? God's house. It's not your house. It's God's house. Yes, it's your body. But Jesus Christ says, do you know that your body is the house of God? His Holy Spirit lives in you. Right now, if you haven't opened that door, the Holy Spirit is roaming around the house because the door hasn't been opened. Though the Holy Spirit has been knocking and knocking and knocking. I'm glad Zacchaeus set us an example on that day. He thought, let me go on the tree so that I can see Jesus. Meanwhile, Jesus has come to, not to be ministered to, but to minister to those who are lost. Isn't that great? He was looking to look at Jesus. Jesus was looking to minister to him. So those looking at each other, they looked at each other and they found the look of love. Isn't that great? As I finish, Zacchaeus considered himself to be vulnerable and accepted that condition. Accept your condition. We have all sinned and come to the glory of God. So don't say, oh, what are my friends going to say? Don't worry about your friends. They've got their own condition, which you don't know. But you are afraid because you have placed your condition in the public domain. And you say, oh, what are my friends going to say if they see me? I'm actually in front of the church in the street. Let them say, if they matter, the God will open and swallow them. So when Jesus got to where he was, he looked and asked him to come down. And today, salvation has come to this house. I love this scripture. There's nowhere else where I found such a verse saying, salvation has come to this house. So today, salvation has come to this house. Don't miss the look of love that Jesus has planned for you. I looked at the genie on that day, on that desk, that's it, and she saw the look of love. We've remained together up to now. So once you see the look of love in Jesus Christ, he will remain with you till eternity. Let's pray. Well, she said yes, that's why we're still together today. Because I said to her, I want you to be my Bible of my life, and she has been my Bible. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for times as these. Father, thank you for bringing people like Zacchaeus, who have set the example for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you have revealed to us that you didn't come to be ministered to, but to minister to the lost. We are part of those who are lost. So we are praying right now for the Holy Spirit to come and guide us. Holy Spirit, come and lead us back into the right way. Holy Spirit, to teach us to stop muttering when others have decided to see the look of love in the eyes of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for leaving your glorious throne where angels worship you to come and minister to us, the lost. So help us to hear that voice when you minister to us. Help us to hear what the Father has sent you to say to us. Father, I want to thank you for giving us Jesus Christ. Thank you also for this day. There is a Zacchaeus among us. I pray for the Zacchaeus in the group to listen to that little voice speaking to you. Come down, rush down from that tree where you are now. Yes, you could be a celebrity, you could be whatever you are in life, but Jesus wants you to see the look of love in his eyes. Father, be glorified because you are God of love. Father, as we finish our service, I'm reminded of one special prayer. I want to bring Betty before you, Father. Touch her right now as we are praying. Father, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Betty, I declare you are washed in the blood of Jesus this morning. And I say, get up and walk. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Betty, get up and walk. In human eyes, you have been ill for a long time, but not in God's eyes. It's like one day. So, Father, hear our prayer. Hear our prayer in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for you are a miracle working God. You are a miracle working God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Should we thank the children back in? Yes, please. Yeah, someone could find it down there, I suppose.